speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. I'm David Knight. You know, yesterday after the show, I learned that Charlie Daniels had died after suffering a stroke. I had a couple of musicians, Charlie Daniels and Morricone, who did the Spaghetti Western soundtracks and many other things, too. Cinema Paradiso is one of my favorite soundtracks. But Charlie Daniels, I didn't know Morricone. I knew something about Charlie Daniels. I watched the documentary that was done, Revelation the movie, done by Chuck Untersee and his wife. Excellent film. The central host on that was Charlie Daniels. Christian man that was grounded. Sorry to see him go. But one person I'm not sorry to see go is Huntsman, who was defeated by Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, beat former U.S. Ambassador, always globalist statist, John Huntsman. Bye-bye, John. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I hope this puts the final nail in your career. I hope you are deader than a doornail politically. I don't wish death on anybody, but I hope we never hear from him or his daughter again, quite frankly. Both of them have become quite a crew, the two of them. And as we look at what is ahead in the news, we're going to take a look at what is going on, the violence that is happening in Atlanta. You know, we've got people being shot and killed with the barbarian lib mob. That's what Black Lives Matter is, really. BLM, this Soros-funded liberal mob that is now killing kids. So we're going to take a look at that. And then we're going to look at how we have the cancel culture is going through. You know, the doctor, the senator, he's both a doctor and a state senator, who was telling us, look at how they are rigging, telling us to rig the death certificates. Remember that a couple of months ago? Well, the cancel culture has come for him now. And we're going to tell you what this guy, who has dedicated his life to healing people, has a great reputation, has done a lot to help people. But now they're coming for his medical license. Why? Because when it comes to these two things that have been manufactured, these two manufactured narratives of the coronavirus, as well as the BLM, the barbarians, and the lib mob, you will not question any of that official narrative. And if you do, you'll have your life destroyed. And they came after a police officer who did nothing other than kind of, he didn't say anything about people having a right to protest. He says, well, it's kind of interesting, all these people who are out there protesting wanted to defund the police. They call on the police to protect them. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? And because of that offense, he is now being purged by the black mob of racists who are out there. This is what it's come to, folks. We're going to have to stand up to this stuff and understand what's going on. Meanwhile, you've got one small town in Ohio has proclaimed itself a statuary sanctuary city. brings to mind Notre Dame, you know, the Disney Notre Dame. Sanctuary! Bring these statues in. They can get sanctuary. It's not Notre Dame. It's in Ohio. Meanwhile, as Babylon Bee points out, Rocky Balboa statue has gone 15 rounds against the rioters. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, July 7th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 113. 113 days of America held hostage. And they're putting the masks over our face just like the Iranian terrorists did, those few people in the American embassy. And they're watching everything that we do. But this is far worse, quite frankly. I just remind President Trump, it cost Jimmy Carter the presidency when he let this go for a year. And that was just some hostages in a foreign land. You are letting Fauci hold us hostage now. For 113 days, you better wake up and do something about this, because it's not just pushing back and not wearing a mask and making some Twitter comments. You have to actually lead. And that means that you have to get people in there, scientists, who can take him down and discredit him. And it's pretty easy to do that. We've had scientists who have been discrediting this narrative from before it began. They said, you don't have any evidence of this. We've never done anything like this before. And oh, by the way, Fauci has been crying wolf time and time again, and he's still crying wolf. You know, we've got people out there saying, we're going to be living in masks for years. No, we're not. No, we're not. I will not be. I'll be living with your lies for years, I'm sure. We'll be living with the consequences of this artificially created worldwide depression for years. But we're not going to be living with masks for years. We're not going to put up with this. You think that the Black Lives Matter riots or something? You try to put masks on us for years. You're going to find out. And the person who is selling this, well, the so-called news network that's selling this is CNET, saying this is the COVID-19 through the eyes of a pandemic expert. Seriously? Here's his credentials. He has simulated epidemics. Well, we know all about their simulations, don't we? He's looked at global health emergencies like SARS, which was not a global health emergency. And if it was, why didn't we shut the world down? Oh, that's interesting. And the 1918 influenza pandemic, which is nothing at all like this. Nothing like this. But nothing could have prepared him for how the COVID-19 pandemic would play out, says CNET. This guy is a senior scholar at, wait for it, the John Hopkins Center for Health Security. Health Security. That tells you all you need to know. This is the health security state. It's kind of like homeland security, right? Where you lock down the homeland and you start destroying the Constitution. This is the health security regime. And the people that have been pushing this at the very center of this have been John Hopkins, the Bloomberg School of Medicine, working in conjunction with Bill Gates on Event 201 simulation that kicked all this stuff off last fall, right? So we know what this is about, quite frankly. And then this is kind of interesting now. About a paragraph down into this, remember I talked about Dark Winter, and I said I have a guy in cybersecurity who had gave me a heads up about 2 years ago. He said, they're talking about Dark Winter 2. You better be aware that they're coming with a false flag pandemic. It's one of the reasons why that and John Rappaport's excellent analysis of this, pointing out the many, many times that they've lied to us. And, of course, my knowledge of what they did in and around on both sides of the other giant false flag, 9/11, putting out the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, writing it just before 9/11 and then pushing it out to everybody, because now you better be afraid. Now you better give yourself powers to take over everything, because you know there might be some kind of a health emergency. Oh, I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing. Just kind of guessing. And then they run simulations on an annual basis, you know, for 20 years. But the big one that kicked off after 9/11 was called Dark Winter. And so here they reference it. They say, John Hopkins has run these simulations for years with Hollywood-sounding code names like Dark Winter. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And Clade X, a biological engineered, intentionally released airborne pathogen simulation. And this is what they've been doing on an annual basis, preparing, mentally preparing all of these people who are now part of this bureaucracy that is locking us down in fear. They are genuinely afraid themselves. Every year they would run these things. Every year they would tell them, you know, they would have a scenario. They'd put the stuff out and say, okay, what are you doing? They would do something, and then they would come back, and they would have fake news broadcasts, you know, kind of like CNN and stuff like that does in real time today. And they would come back and say, it wasn't enough. Look, it's spreading over here and it's over here. And now we've got people in Washington, people like you, that are dying. You didn't do enough. You didn't lock it down enough. You didn't do it quickly enough. You didn't approve the vaccine without testing it. Always, every year, the same scenario. Didn't matter whether it was natural or biowarfare or whatever. It was always the same scenario. You didn't act with enough draconian measures quickly enough. And you didn't remove all safeguards for vaccines quickly enough. And so everybody died. See, game over. That was always the end result. And when everybody focused on event 201, I played for you one that was about 5 years old. One out of many, many one of these. We could have had 20 of them. But the big one that kicked it all off, Dark Winter. And then when I mentioned Dark Winter 2, that created a little bit of a buzz with some of the people that knew about this stuff, because that was what they were really preparing for. This is Dark Winter 2, folks. And you better be afraid of what these people are going to try to pull come this winter, if we don't have somebody with the backbone to stand up to it. And quite frankly, I don't see anybody in leadership in the Republican Party that does. Everybody wants to play along with this. Everybody wants to pretend that this is a real event. Fauci is out there warning that any protection provided by the vaccine could be transitory. It's just transitory, you know. I'm not sure if it's going to work. Well, he was pretty sure a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago he said, yeah, it's going to get 70-75% effective, I'm sure. Oh, that means that, because, you know, that what he was telling everybody was that if it's only 70-75% effective, that means that 100% of you have got to get it, because that's his idea of herd mentality, herd immunity. I've said herd mentality so long because that's what herd immunity is all about. Herd immunity was something that was posited well before we were vaccinating people. And it was just, you know, how many people had gotten a particular disease, because this happens all the time. We're faced with different strains of different diseases. And what happens is, that's where you get the bell curve. Farr's Law. People who have other underlying health conditions will die, because we're all going to die of something. And then the people who survive will get immunity. And then it stops. And that's when you have herd immunity. The problem is that with vaccines, you don't get herd immunity because you don't have lasting immunity. You have to have lasting immunity in order to have herd immunity. And so Fauci is out there saying, by the way, he had a press conference with the other eugenicist, the other transhumanist that he works for and with, Francis Collins, these guys who are focused on depopulation. these depopulation dictators, I should say. But yeah, they've been bragging about transhumanism. That's a big focus now. Besides bioweapons, besides bringing in viruses or bacteria from other places, weaponizing them, making them more deadly, making them more easily spread. And then when they're told this is unethical, you got to stop it, then they fund it, continue to fund it at American universities, fund it in China and so forth. Besides that, they're into transhumanism. So the two of them are saying, yeah, you know, I can't say for certain whether this vaccine is going to offer lasting protection or it's going to require annual injections, you know, more like the flu. Yeah, that's right. Well, it's not going to have any protection at last. You're going to have to get it annually. Therefore, you'll never have herd immunity. You will just be paying and paying and paying and suffering the consequences.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Guys who have been pushing this from the beginning are now still pushing. They're pushing a second wave. And we have the fearful faithful, I guess you could say, in Knoxville, Tennessee. Even though churches have been exempted from wearing a mask in Sunday service in Tennessee, you've had have a countywide mandate in Knoxville. It doesn't include places of worship, but some churches reports the WBIR in Knoxville, some churches are still opting in, including a church called the Transformation Church. For the congregation at Transformation, oh, it rhymes, wearing a mask is the new way to worship. Oh, is it? Worship who? Worship what? You know, the title of this article is, Jesus would have worn a mask too. Oh, would he? Is that what Jesus would have done? You know what I think Jesus would have done? You know, when they asked him about paying taxes, he said, look at your coin. Whose picture is that on the coin? Caesar. All right, give it to Caesar. It's his. Well, I think Jesus would look at this and say, who's telling you to wear a mask? Fauci. All right, give him the mask. Render under this to this Caesar, Fauci, what is due to him. Give him a mask. Give him your bandana. Give him your handkerchief. Give him your paper wrapper. Give him your Kleenex. Whatever he wants to put on his face, right? Let him wear it. But no, they said this is a new way to worship. And you just be careful about what you're worshiping, folks. And be careful about who has authority as well. Because, as I said yesterday, the big problem with churches is they don't really talk about authority. And yeah, we should pay attention to authority. But what is legitimate authority? I suggest that you give some of these pastors the excellent film Treasure Sierra Madre. It became a meme. Maybe they've seen it. Maybe they've seen the meme if they haven't seen the film. Humphrey Bogart, great cast. And you have these guys are searching, and they're miners searching for a treasure in the mountains, and these Mexican bandidos come up. And they go, what do you want? You know, they know they're what they're there for. They're there to kill them and steal the stuff. There you are, right there. And they said, what do you want? And they said, we are federales. I don't see your badges. We don't need no stinking badges. And then the shooting starts. There's Bogart. Anyway, they went on to say that what let them see the light at Transformation Church to know that Jesus would have worn a mask was that their numbers have been down. Because people don't want to come. Now, I wonder, is he talking about attendance or is he talking about dollars? I wonder which one of those really gets his attention. There's a great article on Babylon Bee. State governor mandates that everybody wear snorkels in case they fall into a pool. Starting today, all citizens of my state will be required to wear a snorkel at all times, both indoors and outdoors. This will prevent thousands of tragic deaths resulting from people falling into their backyard pools. Science says that we must do this. When pressed as to why they were necessary indoor, the governor replied, hello, sinks, bathtubs, showers. There are water hazards everywhere inside the house. We can't be too careful because, you know, science. That's about what we're hearing from these other people here, right? They have no science. They have no authority, quite frankly. Because when we look at this, this article caught my eye. The EPA has approved the use of Lysol as a surface disinfectant. Proven to kill COVID-19, according to the EPA. Tests showed they were effective against COVID-19. Lysol. Who knew? I mean, this whole time, we could have stopped the global lockdown, just get the Lysol. Or, you know, maybe if you've seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, you'd just pull out the Windex. You know, shoot the Windex everywhere. Windex, Lysol, sunlight, time. And as a matter of fact, at the very beginning of this scamdemic, I pointed out that a German scientist went into a home where you had a whole family was sick. He did a lot of tests. He couldn't find any trace of the virus on any surfaces. They've been telling people, no, it's not transmitted by touch. And yet you've got people who are scared to death. Scared to death. As a matter of fact, they're coming up with new ways to biometrically track you because they said a lot of people are afraid of the touch pads that would get their fingerprints and stuff because they're afraid to touch that. So they have to come up with non-touch ways to track people. You know, keep them 6 feet apart. We can do a biometric scan visually on that. So yeah, EPA says Lysol is great as a disinfectant. Probably Windex too. I'm sure Windex is going to be approved very soon. Meanwhile, we have Daniel Horowitz saying more evidence that the coronavirus cases are now weaker than the flu. As a matter of fact, their case has always been weak, and now it's been totally destroyed, the case for lockdown. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, he said, as he looked at some of the statistics that are coming out, again, you can take the statistics coming from the government, from the CDC with a grain of salt, whether you're talking about flu statistics in a usual year, or whether you're talking about the COVID-19 statistics especially, or whether you're talking about unemployment statistics, for example. They cook the books in every different direction. The government never tells the truth. Newsflash, you heard it here first. The government is always manipulating data. They do it in a plausible way in most cases. Sometimes they just outright lie to you, and they don't really care whether you realize it or not because they have the biggest megaphone, and they have all the mainstream media and social media mobs pushing their narrative. But occasionally, they'll put something out. People look at the data, and they said, well, as of the week of April 24th, for example, 25th, for example, according to the CDC, just 12% of the cases were Hispanic. But as of yesterday, 34% of the cases were Hispanic. So what's going on here? Is it being brought into this country, as some people have suggested, by illegal immigrants coming across the border? Well, whatever. There's an interesting way to look at this, because he said while the Hispanics compose 34% of confirmed positive cases, they account for only 17% of the fatalities. For example, he says in North Carolina, where they compose 46% of all cases, they only account for 9% of the deaths. So what gives? Well, the only logical answer is this is merely an illusion of mass testing of meatpacking plants and farm labor camps, where they began testing every worker. You understand? If you test a lot of people and you've got a test that produces a lot of false positives, you're going to get a lot of people who test positive. Now, they've closed down the meatpacking plants and they created problems with meat distribution and so forth. Did we have a lot of deaths in those plants? I haven't seen any screaming headlines on CNN and the Drudge Report talking about that, so I imagine it didn't happen, because if it did, they'd be screaming it at the top of their headlines. It's kind of like what happened at CPAC. Remember that panic? Oh, look, we got somebody who tested positive for CPAC, and everybody runs to their quarantine, but nobody died. And so now what are the Democrats going to do? They're kind of in a quandary. Do they have a convention? Do they disobey Fauci? Do they give up all that free media attention? Do they go to Joe's basement?
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
The Atlanta mayor says that he has tested positive for COVID-19. Didn't even know she had it. I've had no symptoms, but I've tested positive. How about that? Oh, well, now, look at this. You look at the headlines everywhere. She's going to die. Oh, he had that happened at CPAC as well, right? I hope she doesn't die. She's 50 years old. A very, very low probability that anything at all will happen to her. Very, very low probability. If you look at the case fatality rate based on age, virtually zero. She doesn't have any symptoms, but she had a positive test. A positive test. You know what her real risk of dying is from? Shootings. The violence in Atlanta. The governor in Georgia, Brian Kemp, declared a state of emergency because they had 31 people injured, 5 killed in Atlanta. They've deployed 1,000 National Guard troops. Kemp, a Republican, said peaceful protests were hijacked by criminals. No, they weren't. Governor, you're wrong about that. They worked together in tandem. I read you the document from the Antifa Black Lives Matter people talking about how they would use the peaceful protesters up front as a beard. And then they would, you know, when they would attack and embed themselves in with the peaceful protesters. They would do an attack and then fade back in, use them as a buffer, hoping that the police would attack the peaceful protesters who were there. But yeah, that's the real risk in Atlanta. We'll talk more about that coming up. But when we look at what is happening here in Texas, Ron Paul is pointing out that the Texas COVID surge is nothing but fake news. And the governor's decree, says Ron Paul, he cited a rise in COVID cases, a rise in test positives, and a rise in hospitalizations as justification to force everybody to cover their faces in public and to threaten us with $250 fines. I'm done with Abbott. You should be done with anybody who does this. I don't care what else they have done, good or bad. When you enact these kinds of unconstitutional, draconian measures without any justification, legally or scientifically, you should be done with people like this, especially when it is done in reaction to a Twitter mob. I'm finished with Abbott. You should be finished with any Republicans who do this. It doesn't matter what their office is or what they've done in the past. If they're going along with this globalist takedown of our country, that's it. That is the dividing line for these people. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about this country. They don't care about your liberties or the Bill of Rights that they swore to uphold. They don't care about any of this stuff. You should not hold to these people because they're Republicans. Ron Paul is a little bit more charitable than I am. Ron Paul says Abbott may have based his executive order on inaccurate information. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he's just stupid. And maybe he doesn't know the law, even though he's a lawyer, right? And he talks about the report that we had about a week ago from Rob Dew and from Alex Jones. He doesn't reference that report, but it is the same information that came out by the Collin County Judge Chris Hill that we went into such detail over a week ago. And just to recap that, it was back in mid-May. They decided that they would redefine what a COVID case was so that they could get a second wave. You know, as Fauci said, a surge. Got to have a surge. So this was the meeting that we had in the report. Rob Dew, Alex Jones showed you video clips from the meeting and analyzed that for you as well. May 18th, Collin County, Commissioner's Court hearing. They said, while previously the termination of a COVID case was a confirmed case, now they suddenly changed the definition to probable cases. Probable. Well, what is probable? Well, it was pretty ridiculous. As the judge said in that video that you can see at InfoWarsStore.com, not InfoWarsStore, but at InfoWars.com, if you have a subjective fever. You don't even have to measure the fever, right? You don't have to get a positive for COVID-19. You don't even have to get a positive for the fever. It's a subjective fever. Yeah, I kind of feel feverish. Okay, COVID-19, write that down here. And you have a headache. You got a subjective fever and you've got a headache. And you live in Collin County. You now meet the qualifications to be a probable COVID patient. It's remarkable how low the standard is, said the judge. As Ron Paul points out, you repeat that farce across Texas. Is there any wonder that there's a spike in cases? Also, Governor Abbott's claim that hospitals are being overrun by COVID patients was refuted by hospital directors in four major Houston hospitals. They held press conferences, but the media ignored that. And so he concludes by saying the basis for Abbott's unconstitutional executive order has been shown to be false. Will he admit his mistake? The second wave is driven by propaganda. That's exactly what we're seeing. And hopefully, something is going to be done about this. Let's play video clip number two. This is a Texas state senator, Charles Perry. And we have some Republicans, hopefully, who are going to do something about this, saying we've got to have a session because you can't let Abbott rule us this way. We've got to get the legislature back in session because the legislature here in Texas only meets every other year. Let's play video clip number two.
As coronavirus hospitalizations in Texas skyrocket to new records, some state leaders are warning Governor Greg Abbott to not overstep his authority while he tries to stop
this
the surge.
This is Fox pushing that agenda from the CDC.
Restrictions being put back into place. Those lawmakers just voted to censure the governor over his recent executive orders.
State Senator Charles Perry joins us live with why he supports this resolution and is calling for a special legislative session. Good morning, sir.
Come on, Tom and Carly. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, all right. So what's going on here? A bunch of Republican lawmakers voted to censure the Republican governor. Why is this happening?
Well, actually, it's the local county party in Midland. So the Republican county party can, at its determination, file for a censorship. So it's one segment or one part of the state's party decided to do the censure. You know, and I think it reflects a frustration level amongst grassroots, amongst the base, but more importantly, across the state and just general everyday people, regardless of party affiliation. That's why I called or have asked the governor for a special session. For those that don't know it, we meet 5 months every 2 years. The next scheduled date is January 21 every odd year. That's 6 months away. And with where coronavirus or COVID-19 has impacted the state, the decisions that will be made need to be made and have been made need to be reviewed by a legislative body and not just an executive office.
That's right. One person should not be dictating this to us, and especially not the one person in the White House, President Fauci or Caesar Fauci. Render under Fauci what is due to Fauci, which is nothing. Don't give that guy anything. You know, we look at this and see headlines like, Texas doctor warns patients might die for lack of beds. Because as I reported to you, I had people contact me on email talking about what was happening in Florida, for example, saying every person who comes in for anything is tested for COVID. And then if the tests, which are not very reliable, turn out to be positive, oh, you get hospitalized right away for COVID-19. Now, if you need that bed because you've got a heart attack or, you know, cancer, suddenly anything that's even an emergency, oh, the hospital beds are filled up. Because we got somebody here who tested positive. They may not even have any symptoms with COVID-19. Maybe they came in because they broke their arm. But now we got them locked up in the hospital for COVID-19. Why? Because the federal government incentivizes that. Oh, here, write them a check for $19,000. You better bet they're going to test everybody that comes to the door for COVID-19. Meanwhile, it's about to lose its epidemic status in the U.S., according to the CDC. Why? Because an epidemic isn't the number of people that you get positive tests on who have something, but the number of people who die. And that should tell you everything. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we
we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. We just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Interesting, because there is a fight going on. The WHO is actually saying that the coronavirus is not airborne. And let me define what that means for them. You've seen the hair on fire graphics at the top of the Drudge Report and various mainstream media news and everything. Look at this. One person just exhales and these droplets travel all over the Walmart. So everybody's going to wear a mask in spite of what the actual respiratory experts said in terms of does the mask protect you or not. As I pointed out yesterday, it's nothing but a Petri dish that you strap to your face. Doesn't really help. And it doesn't really help with the, yeah, there you go. Yeah, we get these slow motion things, the sneezes and stuff. Well, that is a very different thing than saying large droplets, yes, is how it's going to spread. So if you're in close proximity to somebody, and you remain in close proximity to them for an extended period of time, like 15 to 30 minutes, that's how you get sick. But the idea that you've got these smaller droplets that are going to glide the length of the room and fill the Walmart with contamination, poison air everywhere, that's nonsense. And the WHO is not buying into it. And so they're being threatened by a group of scientists in the New York Times to change their rules. They said, we don't see any evidence for it being airborne. That's what I mean by small particles that just remain in the air indefinitely. No, you get close to somebody and they sneeze on you, you're going to get it. How about that for science? Maybe we should do a research study about that. Is that how you catch the flu and cold? Yeah, it is. It is. It says, especially in the last couple of months, said the WHO, we've been stating several times that we consider airborne transmission as possible, but certainly not supported by solid or even clear evidence. So they're going to pressure them. They're going to pressure them to change their mind on this. I began this hour by talking about the alarmism being pushed by CNET and by a guy from John Hopkins. They said he studies he studied all these pandemics, 1918 flu pandemic and so forth. Well, the problem is that if you look at, now here's some data. For the Spanish flu of 1918, young working age population was severely affected. The death rate from pneumonia among 25 to 34 year olds in the U.S. was 50% higher than it was for elderly people. That's exactly the opposite of what is happening with COVID-19. With COVID-19, you got people who are elderly, who are at or above life expectancy, who have multiple comorbidities, and they're dying very quickly. But for people under 45, the death rate is essentially zero. I pointed that out to you yesterday from the Dr. Ioannidis, an epidemiologist at Stanford University. And so it is not anything at all like the 1918 flu epidemic. Nothing at all like that. There, the majority of people were young that were dying, much larger than it was for elderly people. So this is nothing at all like the 1918 epidemic. And so when you look at this, as I said before we went to break, the death rate has now fallen to that is approximately that of the flu. As I pointed out yesterday in Japan, they had 851 people who died. Out of the tens of thousands of people who got it, they had a case fatality rate there of 0.05%, one half of what the CDC says is typical for the typical flu season. And they didn't do a lockdown in Japan, did not do a lockdown. And they were right there at the epicenter of the Diamond Princess, which was freaking everybody out, that cruise ship, where they had 12 people die. So when we look at these measures and we look at the fact that their case fatality rate isn't holding up even with their cooked numbers. And of course, in Japan, one of the reasons why it's showing up so low is because they don't have a health agency there that is trying to lock down the country. The Japanese prime minister wouldn't stand for that, unlike President Trump. And he didn't have, health officials who were trying to destroy the country like Fauci. And so they got the truth there. So here, even though they're cooking the books, the case fatality rate is dropping so rapidly that they have to resort to another statistical trick. Let's give people a collective running total of those that we have presumed have died from this. And how does that presumption work? Well, you presume that people have COVID-19 if they have any kind of symptoms. You know, if they got a presumed subjective fever, a headache, oh, you got COVID-19. Then if they die, you presume that they died from COVID-19 after you presume that they had it. And even with that, it's about to fall out of the epidemic category because epidemic is based on the number of people who die with a particular disease. Now, in terms of treatment, we have a new treatment that's been suggested by a West Texas doctor. And I had a caller yesterday who called in and she was in a dilemma. She has asthma. And she cannot wear a mask. And I know what that's like. I've watched my father struggle to breathe. And it was awful to watch that. And as I said yesterday, I had a cousin as an adult who died with an asthma attack. And so last thing you're going to do if somebody's got asthma, if you're a real doctor and you care anything about their health, is force them to wear a mask. But that was the case. She had to get some medical care for her son. And the people in the doctor's office were absolutely inflexible and said, no, you're going to wear a mask. And so she said, I would go into the restroom and take the mask off so I could breathe. I mean, that's pathetic. What kind of health care is that? Well, same kind of health care you get from these people who force you to take vaccines in spite of your reactions to it or your children's reactions to it or in spite of your consent. That kind of health care. That kind of Nazi authoritarian health care. But for that listener who's listening, the West Texas doctor says that an asthma drug he's found is a silver bullet for COVID-19. Now, does that sound strange? It is an inhaled steroid. And if you remember, we had in the news a couple of weeks ago some people who said, hey, we've got a steroid and that's working really well on COVID-19. Well, guess what? A lot of these asthma medications are steroids. But he said, rather than rather than taking this, as an injection or as an internal medicine, the steroid, if you inhale it, it goes right to the spot. And so the asthma drug was budesonide, I guess is the way you pronounce that. B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E, budesonide, a drug that is commonly used to treat asthma. He said the silver bullet for COVID-19. It's an inhaled steroid, doesn't have the side effects of total body steroids, but it has benefits because it gets right there, puts out the fire at the base of the fire. I'm having patients recover very quickly. He's been an emergency room doctor for 28 years. Said he's been treating high-risk COVID-19 patients such as the elderly, those with heart conditions, those with cancer, with the inhaled steroid. So just so you know. Just so you know. And that's the whole thing about this. Why don't you see this at the top of CNN or Drudge or anywhere else where they're pushing the pandemic? It's because they don't care about your life. They really don't. I mean, they're using this phony death total. That is the place where they're all hanging out. I mean, you look at the Lincoln Project, the people are dedicated to getting President Trump out of office. What are they focusing on? Their latest commercial. Oh, 100,000, 120,000 people dead, and it's like going through the graveyard and all this other kind of stuff. It's just garbage. Fear-mongering. Lies and fear-mongering. If they wanted you to get, they wouldn't be hiding the many, many treatments that we have that are out there. Oh, they pour all kinds of scorn on hydroxychloroquine. You're not going to hear them talking about steroids. You're not going to hear them talking about intravenous vitamin C. You're certainly not going to hear them talking about stem cell treatment, because the stem cell treatment not only cured it, but it took care of any damage to people's lungs. No, no, no. You've got to stay locked down until we get the vaccine, because this is about eugenics and transhumanism, and this is about the global control of everything, taking down the economy so they can have their way with you. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Atlanta, about this racist mob. We've got some Supreme Court decisions that are going to impact the election, as well as kind of interesting what happened with Tammy Duckworth as she went. Her stock, I think, has gone down in the VP race. But as we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. We've extended our 4th of July sale. We have a lot of products, 50% off. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Make sure you got your baseline nutrients there. 50% off. VasoBeat, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus. Vitamin D to improve your immune system health, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price, because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews, because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps
the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks, and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I was fascinated over the weekend to see how much press coverage was given to Louis Farrakhan as he warned people not to take the vaccines. He warned people in Africa, but also he says, I say to my brothers and sisters in Africa, if they come up with a vaccine, be careful. Don't let them vaccinate you. With their history of treachery through vaccines, through medication, why would they say that? I mean, is it because they have, you know, done things like the Tuskegee experiments? Or because of the experimentation that has been well documented, especially by John Rappaport in Africa, they've used African areas as test beds for their eugenics program. Nevertheless, you should be concerned about vaccines, but they use Louis Farrakhan. They use Louis Farrakhan to discredit anybody who has any concern about the safety of vaccines. That's why they give him so much publicity. Will he put up anything that I, no matter how much detail and research and facts I give you about the concerns that you should have about vaccines? Will they put my stuff up? Will they talk about any of this information? No, no, no. They'll wait until you have somebody like Louis Farrakhan do it. You know, I had Dr. Andrew Wakefield on last week. And he has a movie that is going to be dropping tomorrow on his website. Guys, I forgot that website. Can you put that up on the screen there for me so I can tell people what that is? But that's what you should be listening to. That's right. 1986, The Act. Look at that. 1986, The Act. And it is a dramatization. A very effective way to do this, folks. To ask, why is it that Fauci got the vaccine companies legal immunity in 1986, and you just saw that little bit of a clip there at the very, very beginning. The fact that, you know, hey, look at what Ford did with the Pinto. Should corporations have total legal immunity from any damage that they do to people? You know, most of the people who are pushing mandatory vaccines are on the left. They would never say that Ford or any other corporation other than big pharmaceutical companies should have total legal liability, immunity for any damage that they do to people, except when it comes to vaccines. They not only want to give them immunity, legal immunity, but they also want to force you to have that. So it's almost like finding out that you got people that are dying from Pintos exploding, and your reaction to that is to give Ford legal immunity and then force everybody to drive a Ford Pinto. That's what the left wants to do with vaccines. And so, yeah. They don't want you to listen to Dr. Wakefield. They want you to look at Farrakhan as being the face of people who are concerned about the safety and the efficacy of vaccines. It's absolutely reprehensible how they control this. They purge me off of Twitter. They purge Dr. Wakefield out of the medical field, as well as social media, and they hold up Louis Farrakhan. Well, you know, what he was saying about Bill Gates is absolutely right. We see the New York Times even talking about how Bill Gates had a very, very close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. I wonder what they had in common. These satanic figures. Numerous times, I think 17 times, he met with him. At least 3 times at his townhouse. His lifestyle is very different and kind of intriguing, said Bill Gates. Although it wouldn't work for me. That has now surfaced in a 2011 email. Bill Gates' spokeswoman said Bill was referring only to the unique decor of the Epstein residence. Maybe it was the Bill Clinton blue dress portrait that he had in his penthouse. Maybe that unique decor didn't work for him, right? I kind of like Bill, and I kind of like his weird sexuality there, but I'm not so sure I like the aesthetics of him in a blue dress. Well, the Gates Foundation has committed $1 billion to gender equality, they said. Well, there you go. That's the poster child for gender equality. You get a sexual predator like Bill Clinton, and you put him in a dress, and you hang it up in Epstein's. But it's okay, because Bill Gates gave $1 billion to gender equality. You ought to at least get a copy of that portrait, right? We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the Tokyo 10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
There are two movements to destroy this country right now. One of them is the lockdown, the COVID-19 lockdown. And then the other one, of course, is the barbarian lib mob, BLM, the so-called Black Lives Matter, the Marxists. And anybody who questions either one of those narratives or pushes back against them in any way, shape, or form is purged. And so I've got examples here of a doctor, a senator, a state senator, who was telling us how the CDC was manipulating the COVID deaths in the early days, you know, when they didn't have any tests to see if people really had COVID-19, and how they were saying, well, if you think they had COVID-19 and they die, then they died from it, regardless of what else was there. And he blew the whistle on that as a doctor, as a senator. I've got another case here of a police officer who merely pointed out the irony that the people who were doing a defund the police protest, demanded police protection. And of course, he's been purged. And then a college professor, because he actually, talked to somebody about a study that showed that what was happening with the police, excessive use of police force, was something that didn't have anything to do with racial bias. And what he was trying to do was to focus people on, let's fix the problem. And I've said this from the very beginning. The whole thing about making police brutality simply about race, first of all, is not true. Yes, there's a higher percentage of black people who have this kind of occurrence for whatever reason. Could be racial. It could be other reasons. But if you really want to fix this, and you're black, you would want to tell white people, you would want to focus on the other statistic, which is more white people are killed by the police with excessive use of force than black people. Total number. Not as a percentage, but total number. So you can use the statistics anyway. But if you really wanted to fix the problem, you would focus, you would try to get more people on your side, wouldn't you? Instead of saying, no, this isn't your problem, this is only my problem. Okay. Well, the reason that they're doing that is because they want to use police brutality as well as racism as wedge issues forever. They want to divide the population. They want to use it for their political advantage. They do not want to fix the problem of police excessive use of force. But let's take the case of the doctor first. I'm going to play for you Let's do a video clip 11. This is the state senator, I think he's in Ohio, and now they're coming for his medical license because he exposed a fraud of the CDC. Go ahead with video clip number 11.
Hi, Senator Scott Jensen. I represent Carver County. This is one of the most important videos I've made, and one of the hardest. Frankly, it's been a very difficult decision to make whether I even wanted to do it. Less than a week ago, I was notified by the Board of Medical Practice in Minnesota that I was being investigated because of public statements I had made. They listed two allegations. They said I've been spreading misinformation in regards to the completion of death certificates on a news program, which happened to take place on April 7th. And you could find that one. It was with Chris Berg, if you wanted to. And the other allegation was that I provided reckless advice in my willingness to compare COVID-19 and the flu. When I got this letter, I was ticked. And quite frankly, I leaned into the comfort and wisdom of my family to help them, let them walk me, talk me off the cliff. But doggone it, if this can happen to me, my view is it could happen to anybody. I mean, I've been a family doc for 40 years. I work hard. I love my patients. I do house calls. I've been medical directors. I've held staff positions in hospitals to help make things work better. I've been in the Senate for 4 years, and I've learned a lot. I've never had anything like this happen. Shoot a mile. 5 years ago, I was named the Minnesota Family Doctor of the Year in Minnesota. And I get this because a couple people complained, and I don't get to know who those people are. I don't know if they're routinely in a political camp, if they're activists. I've gone online and looked at what it takes to complete a complaint that the Board of Medical Practice has to follow up on. It's a one-page deal. You can say what you want. You could be a huge donor for the other party, and I wouldn't get to know it. I wouldn't get to know if you live in my district. I don't get to know anything. I checked. So, here I am. I've spent the better part of the last 6 days preparing a response. I understand how important the work is that the Board of Medical Practice does. I mean, physicians do screw up. Two of the big areas where physicians mess up is inappropriate sexual behavior, inappropriate self-medicating, certainly with opiates. But this is an odd position for me to be in, and I am just stunned.
All right, let's hold it right there. He goes on. It's a 12-minute video where he's pouring his heart out. And let me just say, you know, we see this happening to him. We see this happening to a college professor at Michigan State University. And again, I said Ohio. He's from Minnesota, a state senator from Minnesota, and a medical doctor. Been a medical doctor for many, many years, only a state senator for 4 years. And he spoke out about what he thought was irregular, the idea that the CDC would invite people to presume that. And now they've gotten even more presumptuous about the diagnostic tests that are out there. And that was about death certificates. Now it's just about tests that are out there. Because they weren't testing people back then, right? Oh, we don't have any tests. Well, how do you know? Well, we just presume they've got COVID-19, and we presume they died from it. Let me tell you something. First, they came for InfoWars. Then they came for other news media. Then they came for the medical doctors. Then they came for the professors. Because, you know, if you don't have any due process, if you can't, if you can be purged by big corporations, big essentially trade unions, the AMA and so forth, you know, they have licenses. That's basically a privilege. And so they make up the rules. It's a private organization. They can make up the rules. You have no rights. You have no due process. Same thing happened with the corporations. This is where we are today, folks. First InfoWars and 800 independent news sites, then pretty much everybody in terms of politics. Now they're coming for the doctors, for the professors. If you push back against the official narrative, against this blitzkrieg information war that is moving at lightning speed globally around the world, oh, they'll purge you. At Michigan State University, a physicist, Stephen Hsu, has been forced out of his position after daring to show actual facts from a 2019 study showing that there is no racial bias in the incidents of police shootings. He wrote on his blog that the Graduate Employees Union alleged that I am a racist because I interviewed Michigan State University psychology professor Joe Cesario, who studies police shootings. Cesario's work is essential to understanding deadly force and how to improve policing, but that's not what they want. They don't want to improve policing. They don't want to cure the COVID virus. They want to keep you locked down. They want to keep you divided. They want to hype up racism. All of these things are being manipulated for political advantage by the Democrats and by these Marxists. And you better not get in their way, because they will destroy your life. They'll destroy an honest, excellent doctor's life. They'll destroy university professors who are trying to figure out how do we stop the actual violence? How do we change the way the police are conducting the... Oh, no, no. We got to make this about racism. The 2019 study found that, quote, the race of the officer doesn't matter when it comes to predicting whether black or white citizens are shot. Contrary to activist claims and media reports, there is no widespread racial bias in police shootings. But there is excessive force, but we don't want to stop the excessive force. We want to highlight that, because we can use that, and we can use the racism. And quite frankly, the Republicans play that game as well when it comes to abortion. They don't want to stop abortion. They want to keep it there as a wedge issue. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that
The CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Doctor in Minnesota that the mob has come after. He said, a complaint has been filed. They're going to investigate me and try to take away my license. He's been he's physician of the year. He's been a state senator for only 4 years, but he's been a doctor for a long time. Has a great reputation, has never had any problems with anything, but because of what he said, because he pointed out that the CDC was cooking the books on death certificates, they've come after him. He said, I don't know. I'm not even allowed to know who my accuser is because this is a star chamber process. That's the way the cancel culture works. You're not allowed to know who your accuser is. I had years of my work, just like Stephen Molyneux was saying, well, yeah, I've had, 12 years of my work, millions of views, flushed down tens of millions or whatever. Same thing with me. Mine wasn't 12 years, but it was 7 years of my work flushed down at the time. Tens of millions of views. No reason given. No reason needed because these people rule you. And that's how it begins. 2 years later, they're coming after Stephen Molyneux. Just like Pastor Martin Niemöller said about the Nazis. First they came for this group, then they came for that group. And I didn't do anything about it because I wasn't at InfoWars. Or I wasn't even a Trump supporter. And then they came for me. And there was nobody left to defend me. Because all of the news was completely controlled by a couple of corporations, just like the internet is controlled by a couple of corporations. And they've been put in this place, given venture capital funding by the Pentagon, by the military industrial complex for this very purpose. Yeah, the most important war is the information war. And we have a siege, which is really what's happening. You go back and you look at the key tactic throughout history for wars has been a siege. For most of the time, what they would do is they would surround a city because that was really we didn't have nation states until we had the Industrial Revolution and some of the civil wars that came along with that. Not just the American Civil War, but the Italian Civil War at the same time. It wasn't about slavery. It was about the Industrial Revolution. It was about creating nation states. Prior to that, you had city states. And as these different powers would go against each other, city by city, they would create a siege, and they would starve the people out. And that's exactly what's being done. Except now, it's being done globally to everybody. They're starving out the middle class. They're starving all of us. It's more even than sanctions. Sanctions are really just kind of a holdover of that. People say, sanctions are the beginning of war. It's the first act of war. Well, it's actually the longest standing act of war. Sanctions are like a siege. Trying to bring a people, an economy to their knees. And that's exactly what's being done to us right now. I look at this slogan that's been put out by this despicable governor of Texas and his emergency chief, his health dictator. And he's got a new little slogan. They've got the one, you see this everywhere, all the different states, threatening you about seatbelt usage, right? Click it or ticket. Click it or ticket. You just hear Barney Fife in the background. We gotta nip it in the bud right there. Click it or ticket, you know? Well, now they've got another one. Masket or casket? Masket or casket? Well, Abbott, nobody's dying, okay? The death rate has collapsed. Here in this article, not that long ago, there was one lab in the nation that was capable of returning a COVID-19 test. So how did we get a pandemic? They didn't know. They just presumed a pandemic. Now we have over 960 sites where you can give a specimen, and you got hundreds of labs that are doing COVID-19 tests. And guess what? This guy's name is Kidd. Yeah, he must be kidding us. You've got to be kidding, hey, Abbott. Now, as the number of cases are exploding, guess what? The case fatality rate is imploding. It's collapsing. It's down to being the same as flu. I said this was going to happen. I was accused by Mike Adams of not knowing math. I said, they're cooking the books on this. And I said to Mike Adams that you don't know your sources. You're going with the CDC numbers. They're lying to you. They don't even have any tests. They admit they don't have any tests. Now they're saying, well, we didn't have any tests before, but now we got tests, and look at how dangerous it is. No. They were presuming numbers and inflating a case fatality rate to make this look like it was worse than 1918. And now as they do these tests, it's exactly the opposite. But you get purged if you push back against this, just as that doctor was. And then you take the case of the other thing that is being used to lay siege to our economy and to our society. And that is the barbarian lib mob, BLM. And don't you say that this isn't about race. Don't you come up with any kind of study to talk about what we can do to stop police violence. Don't you try to pull in other people to say, look, this is all our problem. Can't we solve this? Right? This is a problem for the police as well. Right? Wouldn't you want to get white people in here who are being killed? More white people are killed? Oh, no, 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 no. We have a higher percentage of blacks. So let's just make this all about race. And let's not do anything to fix the brutality. And so this physicist at the University of Michigan State University, he gets purged because he talks to a psychologist, and psychologist who did the study says, yeah, it's not a racial bias. It's other issues, and we need to focus on those other issues. So then the social media mob came after him, the cancel mob. He said, this started as a Twitter mob attack with a very serious claim that I am a racist, a sexist, a eugenicist, etc. He said they came up with a petition, fire Stephen Sue. And the petition said, given his discordance with university values, in other words, he is not engaged in the same groupthink that we are. He dissents from what we have to say. We will not tolerate dissent at the university. You must all agree to the same thing. Given his discordance with university values, Stephen Sue should not be privileged with power. Though, take away his job. They call him a white privilege because he's not white. He's Asian. While more than 800 people signed the petition to get him fired, days later he had compiled over 2,000 signatures in a support petition. He said, over just a few days, over 1,700 individuals from around the world signed the support petition. Among the signatories were hundreds of professors from Michigan State University and around the world, and an even larger number of PhD degree holders, said Stephen Sue. The support petition read, we highlight that there is zero concrete evidence that Sue has performed his duties as VP in an unfair or biased manner. Therefore, removing Sue from his post as VP would be to capitulate to rumor and to character assassination. And that's exactly what the cancel culture mob works on. Rumor and character assassination. They concluded by saying the voices demanding Sue's removal are exactly wrong in pitting diversity and inclusion against free inquiry and freedom of speech. True diversity flourishes best under conditions of free inquiry. And I've said before, they call themselves Antifa because they're anti-First Amendment. They're anti-free speech. They're anti-every freedom. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off
Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. It's sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Still X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, purging a doctor, purging a senator, coming after his medical license, a guy who has had a stellar medical career. Why? Because he pushed back against the false narrative of the CDC. Or because you have a university professor who looks at this and says, you know, we want to fix this problem of police violence, and it looks like we have this psychological study here. The guy says, got some data and a study, says it's not racially motivated. What can we do to make this, to fix this problem? Oh, shut up. We're going to purge you. And they did. purged him. The state senator, doctor, has not been purged yet, but they're coming after his license. This is what President Trump was talking about over the weekend when he went to Mount Rushmore. One of the things he said was one of the political weapons of the left is the cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism. It's completely alien to our culture and to our values. It has absolutely no place in the United States of America. He went on to say, in our schools, in our newsrooms, in our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. Oh, he's absolutely right about that. I wish he would do something. Maybe if he were president, he could do something about that. We should elect that guy president so he could fix this problem, right? I thought we did. No, he's just a pundit in chief. But the latest example of this is Officer Sam Lopez of the Tacoma, Washington Police Force. He made a viral video in which he gently poked fun at the irony of people who were planning a defund the police protest asking for police protection. Now, he made sure that nobody could see anything that would identify which police force he was involved in. Right? He also said he approved of the protests, and he does not speak disparagingly of the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. I say so-called. Nevertheless, you know, because he held up a mirror to them and showed their hypocrisy, they decided that he had to be destroyed. And so you have the Tacoma Pierce County Black Collective. Yeah, collective. The collective mentality, the communist mentality, the community organizers, the communist organizers. Officers act this way because they feel there's no consequences for their action. And so he has to be purged. And that's exactly the way these people operate. I mean, even coming after J.K. Rowling. Why? You know, this person who became one of the wealthiest authors of all time by pushing the occult to children. I'm not a big fan of J.K. Rowling, but she got a taste of the culture mob. Why? What's her issue? Well, she takes issue with the fact that hormones and surgery are being pushed on young people to transition their gender, even if that isn't what they actually need or what they actually want. She said, many, myself included, believe we're watching a new kind of conversion therapy for young gay people who are being set on a lifelong path of medicalization that may result in the loss of their fertility and or their full sexual function. Well, don't get in the way of these people and their pedophile agenda, because that's really where this is going. I mean, she doesn't have a problem transitioning young children into the occult, but she has a problem with transitioning young gay people with physical issues that are going to vex them their entire life. I mean, she can see that at least. At least she has that kind of compassion and understanding. But because of that, she's gotten death threats, rape threats, and everything else, but she is not backing down. And because she has produced so much profit for these people, and because she seems to have an inside leg on with the prince of this world, she'll probably not be purged. And so when we look at President Trump's speech at Rushmore, I thought it was a great speech. I wish he would back it up with action. I wish he would actually make sure that the government that we have, you know, 4th of July, we look at the Declaration of Independence. What's the purpose of the government? It is to protect our God-given rights, not just simply to avoid taking them from us. And, of course, it is the government that is constantly taking our rights and the government that does not protect us when corporations take our property, whether it is our physical property or whether it is our God-given rights that they're taking from us. But that's okay. We're not going to do anything about that. We're just going to make speeches about it. Which is basically the same thing the left is doing with police brutality. They want the police brutality to continue. They can use it, and they can then create another issue, racism, out of that. And the Republicans want to keep the censorship going because that's another issue. Well, vote for us because, you know, censorship. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, we're on your side. We absolutely agree with you that censorship is a problem. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to talk about it. That's about it. What are you going to do about abortion? Well, same thing. Just going to talk about it. You don't want those Democrats in there because, you know, they'll be killing babies and they'll be taking your free speech. But if we get in there, well, we're not going to do anything about it either. But I thought it was kind of interesting over the weekend because, you know, we've had last week or two, we've had the mainstream media really pushing Tammy Duckworth. And I said, when they started pushing this, I said, here's something you need to know about Tammy Duckworth. She's an American citizen. Her father was an American military officer, married an Asian lady. But after he left the military, he went to work for the UN, for NGOs that were funded by Soros to push open border immigration, radical open border immigration. So I said, that's a very troubling thing. And then Tammy Duckworth kind of, here you've got somebody who was so close to being president of the United States because, you know, Joe Biden, he's there. He's just kind of like Chance the Gardener. He's being there, but he's not really there. And anybody who becomes his vice presidential running mate, if he were to win, that person is most likely going to finish out that term. And yet, even though she was so close, I think she really kind of shot herself when she started talking about Mount Rushmore. I mean, do you really want to base your campaign on taking down Mount Rushmore? You think that's going to win it for you? Are you kidding me? You're going to get the Lakota Sioux vote. That's about it. What in the world is she thinking? And so now people are talking about Susan Rice. Remember Benghazi? Remember that? Besides Benghazi, it's such a disgrace that she basically took her name out of the running to replace Hillary Clinton because she was knee-deep in that Benghazi lying and covering up. And, of course, she's been knee-deep in the Obama administration's Russia conspiracy coup attempt. She's kind of, you know, she seems like a very rational, controlled person and everything, but she's got a very deep rap sheet of criminal failures. And then there's her judgment. You know, when she was ambassador to Africa, she praised Robert Mugabe, one of the most wild-eyed Marxist dictators that Africa has seen. And they've seen a lot. Robert Mugabe was over Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. And besides hyperinflation, besides all the typical things that Marxists do in terms of murder, property confiscation, and the other stuff, I mean, he had a, it was quite a piece of work with all of his display and everything. And yet Susan Rice had this to say about him. She praised this Marxist madman. She said he is a model masterpiece in the evolution of peacekeeping, maybe compared to Hillary Clinton's Benghazi. She called him pragmatic, intelligent, sensible, gentle, balanced. He's the antithesis of all of those things. Well, he might be a pragmatist because, you know, pragmatism has now become the hallmark of authoritarianism. We'll be right back.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. It's sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selections, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, the old Heidi Ho. As a matter of fact, let's go back 2 years ago, 4th of July, 2018. Remember, this was about a month before the purge of InfoWars off of social media, off of YouTube, and so forth. And there was this article from Politico. And the title of it was, "Hey Democrats, fighting fair is for suckers." We noticed. Yeah, we've noticed what's happened over the last 2 years. And so Politico says Democrats should be preparing to exercise power, beginning as early as 2020. And so they said, with that in mind, we should say Democrats should be readying a program of systematic norm breaking for partisan advantage, but only if they're willing and able to follow through to its conclusion. In other words, you've got to be ruthless, right? What's the point of having power if you're not ruthless? And if you're not ruthless, you're not going to get power, right? That's their take on all this. Said, we could look to a left that is already building the case for court packing, for envisioning a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress exercising their legal power to add two or more new justices to the Supreme Court. Let's call it the normal is over side. How about that? What do we hear all the time? Oh, forget about normal. You don't have normal anymore. This is your new normal, the Abby normal. the criminal brain that young Frankenstein found in there. Yeah, normal is over. Normal is over, they said, 2 years ago. They said, this is being advanced by political scientist David Ferris in his new book, It's Time to Fight Dirty, How Democrats Can Build a Lasting Majority in American Politics. That's the only way that they fight. His statement is that there is no value in conserving a burning house. And guess who set the house on fire? The Democrats and their Marxist mob. And so let's not try to save it. Let's just tear down everything. Let's destroy everything. Let's set it on fire and just let it burn. And then we'll build it something new from the ground up. So Ferris said at the time, and again, this is 2 years ago, Politico, hey, Democrats fighting Ferris for suckers. They said Democrats should take advantage of legal and constitutional silences. Yeah, there is no legal or constitutional silence. That is one of the biggest tactics that has been used by all these politicians, Democrats and Republicans. The Constitution is not silent about anything. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it clear about that. Said, if we're silent, you don't have it. You only have what we explicitly give you. So you can't assume that you have this power if it's not given to you. It is retained as a power by the states, as a power by the people. There is no silence in the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment are very loud about that point, and we better stand on that because that's what they use. Well, the Constitution and the law is silent on that, so we can just do whatever we presume to want to do. So they say we can use constitutional silences to, quote, transform American politics into a lasting progressive direction. That's exactly what they are doing. He said doing so will require party leaders to pursue policy changes that will be ridiculed by their opponents as outrageous affronts to democratic decency. And they'll be received by their own voters with puzzlement or even shock. But they need to do it anyway, he said. They need to do it anyway. Your own voters are going to be puzzled and shocked. Everybody else will say, it's an affront, it's outrageous. But we need to do it anyway, because, you know, power. And so what did he put on the list of things that the Democrats needed to do that were outrageous affronts to democracy? Well, some of those outrageous affronts to democracy, we've already seen. This is like a checklist for the last 2 years, and they've been pretty good in terms of doing these things. Grant statehood to D.C. Well, the Democrat House has already done that. Didn't get it through. I mean, they will vote it through if they get in there. They've already made the first part about that. So grant statehood to D.C. and to Puerto Rico. Break California into 7 with a goal of adding 16 new Democrats to the Senate. See, that's the thing. If you break California into 7 parts, each of them will get 2 senators. So that's 14. But of course they're going to have 2 senators from Puerto Rico and from DC, each. So that'd be 18. So they're assuming that, some of the areas in California would be Republican. You know, it's kind of like the way they gerrymander, right? They'd still pick up 16, they believe. Expand the Supreme Court, the federal courts, packing them with liberal judges. Have nationwide automatic voter registration. Felon enfranchisement. Give the felons the vote. And give citizenship to millions of undocumented workers. Give the foreign citizens a vote. Give the felons a vote. End voter ID laws. And they said, Republicans have always feared that immigration would change the character of American society. Democrats should reward them with their very worst nightmare. And that's exactly what you're seeing. And that's exactly what Tammy Duckworth represents. That's what her father spent his career doing, trying to replace America with whatever George Soros wants it replaced with. This was done a month before they kicked off what they really needed to do, which was to control the media. Because we've now seen that they've been able to manipulate a public opinion, just like turning the water, diverting it wherever they wish, instantaneously. creating both a pandemic and a worldwide panic about racism and so forth. Why? Because they have a virtual monopoly. They don't have a complete monopoly. We're still here, thanks to you, thanks to your support. And quite frankly, I just want to thank you for that, for the last 2 years, as I look back at what the Democrats, their plan is. The fact that they don't fight fair. They fight dirty. They are Marxists, and they never fight fair. But we do really do appreciate your support. And we have a 4th of July super sale that is going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We have big discounts on a lot of different products. We have Winter Sun Plus. That's your vitamin D that's going to help your immune system. It's not going to kill the virus, but it will build your immune system. It is crucial to your immune system to have to not have a deficiency in vitamin D. What creates a deficiency in vitamin D? Well, you know, things like staying inside. That's why we call it winter sun, because you don't get enough sunlight. Your vitamin D levels go down. When your vitamin D levels go down, that's associated with a lot of immune deficiency and even the onset of autoimmune diseases. So we now have Winter Sun 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus 50% off. Big discount on that. Big dollar savings. Bod Ease 50% off. Natural substances like turmeric, and many other natural substances, in a very effective and safe way to fight inflammation. Vasobeat, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Free shipping, store-wide, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. As we look at the cancel culture, we have the Washington Post saying we've got to get rid of the name of Washington and Lee University because Washington, quote, perpetrated racial terror. That's what they said at the Washington Post. I love the headline from the Gateway Pundit. They said, so what about the Washington Post? Are they going to change their name? You know, I would imagine that George Washington, I don't know how Washington and Lee University is today, but I know what the Washington Post is like. And I think that George would want his name removed from the Washington Post. I think that George actually would want his name removed from Washington, D.C., quite frankly. Columbus probably would want his name removed as well. You know, I talked about Frederick Douglass, and I thought it was interesting. I read his account yesterday about what he said about the 4th of July. What is 4th of July, he said to the slave. I thought it was interesting because of his opinion of the founders. He understood that they were flawed men, that they were not perfect. But he wanted to build on the foundation that they had. He admired them for what they had accomplished, and he said, there's a good foundation here, and we can build that. Very different than what we see being done today by the Democrats, by their surrogates at BLM. They want to destroy those foundations because they don't want freedom. They want you to be enslaved. And the way they're being manipulated is to be told that they want to, instead of getting freedom, they're told, you want to get vengeance. And you want to get vengeance on people because of imagined wrongs that they have done to you. I mean, nobody alive has enslaved any of the people who are demanding that they get vengeance, right? And so these are imagined enemies. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've got a letter there. We've also got an individual who contacted me. He's living in Cambodia. What he has to say about what the globalists are doing there, I think you'll find very interesting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I spoke yesterday about Frederick Douglass, and of course over the 4th of July weekend, his statue was removed. And I had somebody write me and say, I was moved by your tribute to Frederick Douglass, what he stood for. Passage you read from his July 5th speech, what is to the slave the 4th of July. He said, every day, on my way to work, I passed Maplewood Park, site of the destruction of the Frederick Douglass statue by historically ignorant anarchists. Along the route, I would pass Corinthian Street, site of the long-gone Corinthian Hall, where Douglass delivered his famous speech. About a block away from that site is the building in which Douglass published the North Star, his abolitionist newspaper. Finally, about a mile away from the courthouse is Mount Hope Cemetery, where Frederick Douglass's grave is located. All of these historic sites within 15 minutes from my home, and on most July 5th in recent years, I would print out a copy of Douglass's speech and leave it at his grave in tribute to the great man, perhaps enlightening those who visit the grave if they're unfamiliar with the speech. The fact that there are those who would desecrate monuments to Douglass, who would desecrate monuments to the founding fathers or any other historical figure of American history by the useful idiots of the far left saddens and angers me, and I agree with you. We have to do whatever we can to beat back the propaganda and the ignorance that is represented as woke history in our schools and colleges today. Absolutely right. He respected, as I tweeted out, the person came back and said when I tweeted out the report that was a video, we clipped that out of the full show yesterday, put up on band.video. He loved our Constitution, replied one person. I said, that's right. He respected the founding fathers for what they created. He realized that everyone had, that everyone, including them, had flaws. But he chose to build liberty on the foundation of the Constitution and the Declaration. The BLM mob today wants to destroy and enslave because their minds have been enslaved. And this is how it happens. I was going to play this yesterday. It ran out of time. But I want to play for you the video that Campus Reform got over the weekend, where they went on a college campus and they talked to young Americans about the 4th of July. I mean, they are absolutely clueless about history. Some of them answered that America gained its independence in the 20th century. Others said that they got the independence during the Civil War or during World War I or even World War II. One person said, I just know teachers don't want to teach it. You know, the problem I had when I was in high school was that, and I didn't realize it at first, you know, they would have us memorize the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, which is more than they do today, you know. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and so forth, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted by men, everything. But what they stopped it midway through that opening paragraph when it starts to say that when government becomes abusive of these rights, it is the right and the duty of the people to alter or abolish that government. They didn't want us to memorize that. Now they don't even want you to see the beginning of that. Because, you know, if you see the beginning of that, then it sets up some high ideals that were foundational to America. So let's play that video clip. Video clip number 12.
We're going to ask a couple questions. My first question for you guys is, what does the 4th of July commemorate?
A day we declared independence from Great Britain.
Basically America's birthday, right?
I think independence.
What year did we declare our independence?
I'm going to be real with you. I don't know.
1967, I'll say.
Close, a little off.
I don't know.
1869.
1964. Yeah, they haven't a clue. As a matter of fact, what year did we get our independence? I wear my 1776 cap, and I've had individuals say, oh, yeah, I love that team. So what? Wait, oh, you're talking about 76ers. I'd heard of the 76ers. And then my son and I debated as to whether or not we couldn't agree as to whether or not the 76ers were a basketball or a baseball team, and we don't care.
The 4th of July, 2020, we are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so you just heard that campus reform video. When did America become? I think it was like 1967, was it, or something like that? They didn't know anything about it. They didn't know even what century it was in. They didn't know anything about the Declaration of Independence. But they did know, this is what they did know, America was built off of slavery, they said. Our country has a bad legacy, though they don't know anything about it, except that it's bad. As I said, if they didn't have disinformation, they'd have no information at all. But the schools are about disinformation. So that you disrespect everything in this country. Just 18% of universities require students to take an American history course to graduate. And guess what? When they take that American history course, everything they're told is false. That's what's even worse about it. Only 18% require an American history course for graduation. 40% of college graduates didn't know that Congress holds the power to declare war. 60% couldn't give one method for ratifying a constitutional amendment. They don't even understand what a constitutional amendment is. This is how we get the war on drugs. This is how we get endless foreign wars. Because they don't know. Right? We had a failed experiment with alcohol prohibition, but they didn't fail to respect the Constitution. They passed the 18th Amendment to give themselves a power that they did not have because the Constitution was silent on it. The Constitution was not silent. The 9th and 10th Amendments spoke loudly and clearly that there was no power to prohibit alcohol. They said, well, alcohol's a bad thing. We don't like that, so let's prohibit it. Turned out that it didn't stop anybody from drinking. What it did was it gave rise to violence and organized crime and drive-by shootings with fully automatic machine guns, Al Capone and other things. And so they stopped it with the 21st Amendment. They had respect for the Constitution. And then we did the war on drugs. No respect for the Constitution. None whatsoever. It was a UN agenda that Richard Nixon put through. The UN created the schedules, the four schedules, and put all the drugs in it. In 1961, 1971, Tricky Dick did the war on drugs. And this country has never been the same since. And if you want to go back and understand how policing has changed, how it's been corrupted, how it's become violent, how it's become militarized, the war on drugs is at the core of that, and the core of that is the disrespect for the Constitution. Disrespect for due process. Disrespect for excessive punishment. The idea that you can have mandatory minimums, that you can take property, you know, the civil asset forfeiture, you can take property without even charging people with a crime. That you can charge inanimate objects with a crime and then take it from the property owners. All this nonsense came from the war on drugs, the UN war on drugs, from the ignorance of the Constitution. And then we have now in the 21st century, with the exception of the first year and a half, we have been engaged in unending multiple wars for the entire 21st century. Because we don't know how you start a war or why you start a war. We don't have any ethical idea of what a war is about either. The idea that we were formed by Christian principles. We don't care about a just war. We just have wars. That's it. We just do it. We don't care. Rasmussen says only 40% of the founders would consider America to be a success. I think it's... I can't believe that only 40%... think that the founders of this country would not be revolting against this government, absolutely revolting against this government. They revolted over a 3% tax on tea. They understood principles. So, you know, when we look at this, that's where we are. Now, I want to talk a skip over this. Well, wait, I've got a few more things I want to say before we leave this cancel culture stuff here and the ignorance that we have. You know, when you look at the Democrats and what they're doing, as I said, you know, did Tammy Duckworth jump the shark when she decided that she's going to campaign on taking down Mount Rushmore? That's when they started talking about Susan Rice. And it looks like the Democrats don't have too deep a bench, quite frankly, if their choices, you know, they've got to go with a woman of color. And they got to go with a Democrat, and that pretty much cuts out any good candidates. And I can't think of anybody that fits that bill. But Duckworth decides that she's going to go against Mount Rushmore. But the House Democrats have now also moved to block all new construction at military bases with Confederate names. A House spending bill for military construction would block funding for projects at bases named after Confederate leaders, unless the properties are in the process of being renamed. And I just told you, you know, that a few years ago they say, well, we've got to do things that are going to be outrageous. Attacks on democracy, and even our own constituents are going to look at this and shake their heads and say, what's the matter with these people? Is this really what their concern is? But we got to do it. That's the way we advance this. If you want to know where this is all being sold to people, besides colleges, it's Disney. Disney that owns Walt Disney Television, ESPN, Hulu, Pixar, and The Undefeated. An ESPN venue that focuses on matters of race and sports. And so now they have signed Colin Kaepernick, the guy that began all this kneeling in disrespect of America. They have signed him to a deal. They will emphasize scripted and unscripted stories that deal with race, social justice, and the quest for equity. So even though this guy hasn't played for several years, and even though he is just a middling quarterback to begin with, he certainly has a career at Disney, you know, and at Hulu, you know, where they owned by Disney, where they have The Handmaid's Tale and other things like that. It wasn't enough for them to push the sexualization of children at Disney. It wasn't enough for them to push witchcraft and villains. No, that was enough. Now they're going to be pushing a race war. Nike has been quiet after Kaepernick called Independence Day a celebration of white supremacy. And you can expect to see this kind of stuff on Disney TV. Disney will be calling Independence Day a celebration of white supremacy. That's the whole point of them signing on Kaepernick. We've had massive losses from Nike. what was it, $720 million or something? They lost some astronomical sum, just going by a memory. But, you know, why buy sneakers like that when you can just steal them? That's what they brought on themselves. Enjoy the society that you've created, Nike. Kaepernick went on Twitter, accused America of having, quote, dehumanized, brutalized, criminalized, terrorized black people for centuries. He is very different from Frederick Douglass, isn't he? And so now you've got the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, wants to encourage a team to sign Kaepernick. And remember, it was a year ago that Nike ditched the Betsy Ross flag. Actually, I saw a meme, and they said, here's the new Nike sneaker. It was a black sneaker, and it had the Nike swoosh there and a hammer on it. You know, so it looked like the hammer and sickle. That I think that's probably a design that they should go with. I think that would really fit for them. And then we have Lin-Manuel Miranda and his musical Hamilton. And now there it is. Good job, guys. Now that one's red. That works as well. The one I saw was black with a red swoosh and hammer. But now Hamilton is getting the eye from the cancel culture. And the guy who wrote it is just like, oh, it's all legit. Okay. I'm not going to say anything about, yeah, he had slaves and he managed slaves and all this kind of stuff. You see, even having, Hispanics and blacks, play the founding fathers and having, Hamilton, be reimagined as a rapper, even that's not enough from getting that founding father canceled. Perhaps the most statist of all of the founding fathers, the guy who pushed the central bank and many other things. We were saved from having him as president, fortunately, when he was killed in a duel. But we'll be right back. Stay with us.
'20 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond
the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think you're going to find this story very interesting. It was a personal note that was sent to me by a listener, a man who is from Belgium, living in Cambodia. He says for about 8 years. His first name is Greets. And there was a link in the article, and I was in a hurry. I fired back a quick response and said, yeah, this is pretty amazing. $500 million for COVID-19 being given by the EU to Cambodia, where they have had 124 people, 125 cases, and one of them that was local, he said nobody died. And so for that, from the EU, they're getting $500 million to fight COVID-19. I said, yeah, there's obviously something else going on with this. It's about control and other things. And when I looked at the article, and I just fired back a quick response to him, it's really, I'm going to have to, maybe he's listening. He says he listens on a daily basis there in Cambodia. Greets, I'm going to send you a letter because I was really struck by personally what is you're being put through there. But this is also a story, not just a personal story, but this is also a story that shows the global nature of this and the hidden hand of the Chinese as well. So understand what is going on with this, the manipulation of people. Creating a global ID, putting the Chinese in charge of what's going on in Cambodia. There's a lot that is happening in this. And just taking a look at Cambodia. About $504 million in grants, reports the Khmer Times, KH.com. About $504 million in grants and loans. They said because of, you know, they're to help them with the COVID-19 pandemic and to mitigate its socioeconomic effects. The EU ambassador to Cambodia said, the coronavirus pandemic demands cooperation and solidarity, yada, 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 right? When you look at this, however, what you see is that they say, well, you know, we're giving this money because we want to enhance democratic principles and we want to promote and protect human rights and strengthen gender equality. And the Khmer Times says, read the statement. Sounds like it's something put together by Soros, the UN, so forth. And that's exactly what this type of stuff is. This is not about a disease. Again, $500 million, and you had nobody died, 125 cases in Cambodia, and he sent me a list of all the different people that had, you know, cases that they had identified in various provinces there in Cambodia, but nobody died. But $500 million, you know, for gender equality and human rights and all this other kind of stuff? Yes, the camel's nose under the tent, folks. And when we look at what else is behind this, I started doing research on this. I found another story. July 5th, the impact of coronavirus on Cambodia. I thought, oh, okay, well, let's look at this. So they have an economist and a researcher the guy who is a director of the China Study Center at the Royal Academy of Cambodia. You understand how they're operating there just like they are here in America? Here in America, the Chinese government has been funding research centers. They've been sending Chinese students. They have their Belt and Road Initiative that they've gone into developing countries like Cambodia and so forth to wrap, you know, to extend their tentacles of control. They do it at the top. They do it at the bottom. They come after resources. They come after people. And that's exactly what is happening here. So they say, well, you know, what has happened with the coronavirus, the impact in Cambodia, where you've had 124 people, 125 cases, nobody died. Well, the guy, the first thing he says, immediately they start talking about vaccines. When they find a vaccine, both the U.S. and other Western countries will use fiscal and monetary policies to boost the economy. Then Cambodia's economy will resurrect, he says. And he says this, at present, the Chinese economy is not much affected. Now, Chinese manufacturing and industry have started production and export to 67 countries in the Belt and Road Initiative, which is a good start. In other words, immediately, he says, yeah, we're going to get China is going to be there to help us. That's one of the reasons why the European Union is trying to get in there, because this is a political move. But here's his personal letter. He says he's from Belgium. He's been living in Cambodia for 8 years. He says he kind of felt like the EU would never be the place to be. He was concerned about what was happening there. So he thought, well, I'll go to, you know, an area where there's not going to be as much control. He says, he lives in a low populated area. He says, I call it more like a jungle here. I built my own home. I have big land with cows, all sorts of fruit, vegetables, chicken farm, ducks, so forth and so on. He says, he has a wife, a kid of 3 years old. And, so he says, I'm wondering, you know, why they need this here. And he goes, but then when you look at what is happening in terms of the control, this is the part of the story that I didn't see. He said, I had a visit, by the local boss here. Let's call him the mayor. I know him very well. I've always kept close on any issues that might appear. He says, I'm probably the only non-native around this low populated area. So this guy who is the local boss, mayor, if you will, told me that the governor from Phnom Penh, the capital city, wanted to come to see me three different times. And he lied about me, and he held him off. So mainly they wanted to check on me, probably to deport me, but I don't really have a clue as to what they want. All these years, I'm here without a tourist visa. I'm here with a tourist visa, rather. He said, in time, it would not be able to keep them away anymore, said the mayor. So he asked me to solve this. He said, maybe go to the city, maybe arrange to get a passport from the a Khmer passport so he could stay. He said the other options would be to leave or to set up papers for my wife to be a single mom and not to live together, break up the family. He said, I found that for this $50 million coming from the EU, all the citizens are going to get $20. That sounds about right, you know. $500 million and give each of you 20 bucks, and then they keep a big part of it, you know, just like we did with our stimulus checks. But here's the catch, right? Because there's always a catch. When you get this money, they're going to take a picture of your face in your home. That's going to be put into a database that'll be accessible to the European Union and to the globalists. The mayor confirmed that. He said, yeah, in any country, they'll be able to find that information. He says, I think that's just a step to the vaccination. So my wife and I decided that she will go on as a single mom. That way, I will not be verified living here. For the mayor, it's okay. Only when something happens outside the province where he could not assure my safety or be able to help me. He said, Thailand is even worse. And he says, they will start to track all movements from all foreigners. And pretty much no foreigner will be welcome in Thailand except for the Chinese. He says this has nothing to do with COVID. And let me tell you something. You're a fool if you think that this pandemic here in America has anything to do with COVID. It doesn't. This is a global movement by these people. They control information. This is a blitzkrieg information war of lies and propaganda. And at the end of it, it is a global ID for everybody, vaccines for everybody, a eugenicist agenda. He sees it in Cambodia. I appreciate it. He says he's a regular listener. So folks, it's not just here. This is why we call it globalism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and 2 white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? 1 finger? So they got put up 2 fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about racism, because that's all the left wants to talk about. And, of course, it's all the white left wants to talk about for the most part. These Black Lives Matter people, typically leftist Marxists. Here's a good example. A New York City councilwoman, she is a member of the Community Education Council of District 2 in Manhattan. And folks, this is Exhibit A of why you got to get your kids out of the government schools. Exhibit A is this woman. Let's play this video clip. Video clip number 3.
Just, it hurts people when they see a white man bouncing a brown baby on their lap and they don't know the context. That is harmful. That makes people cry. It makes people log out of our meetings. They don't come here. They don't come to our meetings, and they give me a hard time because I'm not vocal enough, and I'm not trying to be a martyr. I'm trying to illustrate to you that you think I'm a, excuse me, you think I'm a social justice warrior, and you think I'm being patronizing, and I'm getting pressure for not being enough of an advocate. And I take that to heart, and that hurts me, and I have to learn to make how to be a better white person.
Escape her white skin.
I would like
you
to know.
You don't have people telling you that.
I would like to know before this meeting adjourns how having my friend's nephew on my lap was hurtful to people and was racist. Can you please explain?
Tom, I've explained it to you. You can Google. You can read a book. Read a book. Read Ibram Kendi. Read white fragility. Read how to talk to white people.
No, it's not my job to educate you.
You're an educated white man.
You're right.
And you can read a book.
My friend is going to educate you.
Screaming white liberal. Freaked out about her whiteness and about the color of skin. When we talk about hyper-racism, again, a racist is somebody that doesn't see anything except skin color. And that's exactly what she is. Absolutely insane. She was upset because another council member had a picture on social media or something where his friend was there, and his friend had was black and had a black baby, and he's bouncing around. Oh, we can't have black and white getting along together. I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons why they got to get rid of Uncle Remus stuff. I mean, you know, you see the black guy getting along with a kid. The kids are listening to everything that he has to say, white kids, and it's like, oh, can't have that, right? Got to purge the little rascals too, right? Can't have white and black anywhere together. It hurts people when they see a white man bouncing a brown baby. What people are hurt by that? Oh, that's right. The radical liberal left that calls themselves Black Lives Matter, they're hurt by that. They're hurt by that because they don't want to see anything that shows the brotherhood of man. They got to have racism everywhere they look. No. I have to learn how to be a better white person. I can't get rid of, you know, just look, she needs to do a Rachel DeLisle. Just, you know, color your skin dark and, you know, pass. Pass is black. Maybe that'll make you feel better. He says, I'd like to know, can you explain how this is hurtful to people? It's not my job to educate you. Read the book on white fragility. Yeah, well, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, he said, let's see. What if somebody called you a wife beater or a child molester, something like that? You know, you would say, you would get upset if somebody called you that without any reason, right? But Robin DiAngelo can say you're guilty of racism. And if you say, wait a minute, I'm not racist, well, then that obviously means that you are racist, because feeling threatened is definitive proof that you are racist. And if you get defensive, you've got white fragility. Now, by the way, if you're not threatened by somebody who publicly denounces you as a racist, this is also proof that you're a racist. Either way, you're a racist, because they say so. And then let's look at the hate that is being engendered here. This is another thing that I was going to talk about yesterday. Over the weekend, you had at another massive monument, you know, it wasn't just Rushmore that they got to take down. They needed to take down Stone Mountain outside of Atlanta. And so they had a armed black militia marching there, taunting people, saying, come on, we're in your house. Come on, what you going to do about it? Let's have a war. Come on, that's what this is all about. It's about a war. And as they are chanting there, they are chanting Alhamdulillah or whatever. Thanks be to Allah. Okay. So these are Islamicists. Besides being racists, they're Islamicists. And, that is what this is really about. When we look at this, and it was kind of amusing when I was going to talk about it yesterday before I realized that they were doing Islamic chants. I was going to point out the fact that the media touted them as heavily armed, and yeah, they are heavily armed and really well trained fighting force. But you look at the pictures and they've got some pretty obese women there. so I don't know. Yeah, they can do a lot of damage with their weapons, but I don't know how trained they are. And then you have the BLM Toronto leader who thinks that white people are subhuman because they have genetic defects because, again, skin color. That's all they see anywhere. She attempted to use a genetic explanation involving melanin production to explain why white people are defects. This is the postmillennial.com. She said, whiteness is not humanness, but the way she spells humanness, folks, she is one of these radical leftist feminists. Remember the people, I've talked about this before, the three who started this Black Lives Matter thing, funded by George Soros, but the three fronts on this were three radical feminist black lesbians. And they don't call themselves even feminists. They call themselves womanists. Except she goes a little bit further. She does not want to have the word man anywhere in there. So she takes the word human, and where the A is, she puts an X. So I don't know how you pronounce that. But anyway, it is humanness is what she's saying. So she's saying whiteness is not humanist, but she has to, is not humanist. And she has to take out the man by putting an X through the A. In fact, white skin is subhuman. Again, putting an X where the A is. So if you're white, you are subhuman. She said, black people simply through their dominant genes can literally wipe out the white race if we had the power to. If you had the power to. And again, what we're looking at here, if you understand what's going on, the Black Lives Matter people, they want a race war. And they want, as part of that race war, a genocide. And what is the group that everybody has focused on? Just like we saw in Nazi Germany, they picked out one ethnic group, the Jews, and they became the source of all evil. And it was not only okay to hate them, but it was commanded that you hate them. And that is exactly what these people are selling. And you better be aware of what these people are about. She goes on to say melanin is important. Why? Because it directly communicates with cosmic energy. He says, please, Allah, give me the strength to not cuss and kill these men and white folks out here today. Oh, yeah. Well, I think she just did. And then we have the BLM protesters who went into a Troy, New York church. It's in near Albany, I guess. Let's play video clip number 5 when you see what is happening here with this church. Thing that I find interesting is that, do you have any audio on there? We're just going to play B-roll. Play a little bit of the audio. There's no audio. Okay, so, yeah, we got a lot of cursing. Oh, you do have audio. Okay, go ahead and play it. I think it's clean enough. We can do it.
Look, if you don't know what
see this one guy trying to hand him literature? Jesus loves you, he says.
Yeah.
F you. And look at, they're not wearing masks for the most part. Now, how hateful is that? And then they start shoving and pushing people, not just verbally assaulting them, but physically assaulting them. Coming into the church to say Black Lives Matter, and the guy says, yeah, I agree, you know, let's talk about your eternal life, your eternal black life, where skin color isn't going to matter. All right, get out of here, F you. They're screaming, we're not here for violence, as they push people around. I've seen that before. That's exactly what we saw from the Marxists when we were protesting the black genocide at the abortion clinic here in Austin. They come up and bump into you and say, excuse me, guys are shoving you, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, just an accident that I'm bumping into you. That's exactly what these people are about. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This water come from? Huh?
Where did it come
from?
Where did it come from?
Infowarsstore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Still X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Body's. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Body's has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at man.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Headlines everywhere to hype up COVID-19, saying the mayor of Atlanta has tested positive for COVID-19. She goes, I didn't have any symptoms. This is the pandemic for which we need to shut down the world. A pandemic in which you too may be sick and not even know it. As I pointed out yesterday, in Japan, 851 people killed, no lockdown, died from COVID-19, they said. No lockdown. They had, what was it, I think 16,000 people or something like that, but it was a 0.05% fatality rate. Half of what is typical for flu here in the United States, according to the CDC. and no lockdown. And that was there where they had the Diamond Princess cruise ship stranded off the coast of Yokohama. Everybody was freaked out. You had that infectious disease doctor who went on. He said, I've been at the Ebola thing and outbreak, and I was more afraid here because there was no quarantining going on at all. They didn't follow any procedures at all. And at that time, he believed all the hype as well. Thought he was going to die if he got it, right? They're still telling you that, by the way. Not true at all. Well, he didn't get it. Isn't that interesting? He didn't get it. And on that cruise ship, where everybody's eating at buffets, which the FDA now wants to ban, buffets and salad bars, that's the new normal. On the cruise ship there, where you had 4,000 people, you had 600 people test positive, 300 of them didn't even have any symptoms. And of the 300 who did have symptoms, 12 people died. 12 people. And only 0.05% fatality rate in all of Japan. But what is really the problem in Atlanta? The problem in Atlanta is not COVID-19. The problem is the riots, the BLM riots. An 8-year-old black girl was shot dead inside a car during a Black Lives Matter protest, you know, one of those peaceful protests, leading the mayor of Atlanta to proclaim, "We are shooting each other on our own streets." You know, but COVID is the issue. Let's freak out about COVID. Let's freak out about the police as well, right? The shooting happened 4th of July near the Wendy's that was burned to the ground by BLM protesters, you know, the same one that the CEO of Chick-fil-A said, "I understand, I think they should have burned that thing down." I'm paraphrasing him here. He agreed that, you know, they were justified in burning that down, though. Competitor and all that kind of stuff, I guess. But anyway, yeah, the woke CEO of Chick-fil-A. Nevertheless, a crowd of protesters had gathered there and erected barricades. They're trying to set up another Chazistan. I guess this would be, we had Chazistan East and West. I guess we could have a Chazistan Southeast. So they erected barricades. A car tried to enter the area to find a place to park, but was blocked by the activists. In the ensuing confrontation, at least two people in the crowd opened fire at the vehicle, hitting a child, 8-year-old child, taken to the medical center, died from her wounds. The mayor said, "You can't blame this on police officers," the black mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms. "You can't say it's about criminal justice reform. This is about some people carrying weapons who shot up a car with an 8-year-old baby. For what?" In the civil rights movement, she added, "There was a defined common enemy, but we are fighting the enemy within. We're shooting each other on the streets. You shot and killed a baby." This is like the cartoon Pogo. "We has met the enemy, and they is us." Black Lives Matter supporters, however, blamed her. "Oh, you got to stop all this crime in your community before you can demand the state-sanctioned murder by cops. That's how you sound now, Keisha." I came back, right? Absolutely not getting the idea that if you are blockading streets, shooting into cars, killing an 8-year-old baby, that maybe the people are going to side with the police. Absolutely tone deaf in their hatred of everything. These Marxists funded by Soros. He's the one who started it. Three black lesbian womanists that they call themselves. That's where this all began. Father of an 8-year-old girl killed by Black Lives Matter rioters there in Atlanta speaks up. He said, "They say Black Lives Matter. Well, you killed your own. You killed your own this time just because of a barrier. They killed my baby because she crossed a barrier. You killed a child. She didn't do anything to anybody. You shot and killed a baby. There wasn't just one shooter. There were at least two shooters, an 8-year-old baby. If you want people to take us seriously and you don't want us to lose this movement, then we can't lose each other." Well, you need to understand this is never about fixing a problem. This is about creating an issue, a wedge issue, a civil war. And this isn't about black versus white. This is about their Marxist agenda. You better wake up, because people are going to die black and white on both sides of this civil war. Better wake up about this. In Washington, D.C., an 11-year-old boy was shot. by violent protesters, violent rioters. Again, same situation. The grandfather speaks up there. And he says, everybody is just saying they're just tired. They're tired of the shootings in the community. Everybody's running around here thinking that they're Uzi-toting, dope-sucking, psychopathic killing machines. But they're just destroying lives. That's all you do, just killing people. At least 6 children killed by gun violence across the nation this holiday weekend. All of them black children killed by black rioters. This is what is happening across the country. And as we look at this $1.2 million bail for this driver that hit 2 Seattle protesters. Now, this is kind of interesting because these are protesters, again, playing in the streets. You know, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. One of the prizes is you get hit by a car. And the person who hit, the Black Lives Matter protesters were white women. They get hit by a car. Who's driving the car? A black man. And they put a $1.2 million bail on him. They called, the Black Lives Matter people called him a racist. So they, you gotta keep all of your labels there correct, right? The BLM protesters, the Marxist protesters, white liberals, they get hit by a black guy. He's the racist. That's the way it works. And then you have, in other areas, in Indiana, you have another protester injured from being struck by a vehicle in Indiana. Look, if you are in a situation where people are, we've had these protesters shoot into cars now at least twice. They shot a man that they surrounded the car. They don't just come up there and beat on your car to destroy your car. They will shoot in the car. You saw the cop car last week that we had the pictures of. You know, a cop car was surrounded by these protesters, honking the horn, honking the sirens, putting the lights on. They keep beating on the cars, climbing on the car and everything. At the point where they knocked out the back window, that's the point where he just stepped on the accelerator and started taking them out. And then after that, we had an SUV with a white man in it, and they shot into the SUV. They shot into the car, killed that 8-year-old child. This is a situation where if you're in a situation like that, you have a right to defend your life. And, if you don't have a gun, you've got a car. And you don't, you know, if you're concerned for your life, you got to get out of there, even if these people are going to get in the way. We've only got about a minute and a half left. One of the things I want to talk a little bit about Supreme Court decisions, but we don't have enough time. Actually, I'll just mention real quickly. It's kind of interesting to me, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Elena Kagan, an Obama appointee, wrote an opinion for the Supreme Court that basically is a big hit on this compact that the states were trying to put together, saying that you cannot go against, you cannot reverse the vote of millions of your own citizens. And that's exactly what the Democrats have been voting to do with this Electoral College compact, saying we're going to go with whoever gets the most popular votes. We're going to ignore the millions of votes in our own state and go with what other people have picked. And the Supreme Court said, no, you're not going to do that. And it was written by an Obama appointee. Pretty amazing to see that. All right, before we go to break here and before we go to the end of the program, I just want to remind you about our 4th of July super sale has continued. And we have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell there support your health, and it's the only thing that supports this program. And so we really do appreciate your support. And at this time, make sure that you are providing your body with all the nutrition that it needs to boost your immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off. That's our vitamin D. Sold out for months, but now back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, many products up to 60% off.